have Henrika Kosla, Mayor Giuliani, for bilateral meeting with Madam President, and Madam President, maybe you can share some comments on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a delight for me to receive Mayor Giuliani here, a man whom I greatly admire and whom I already had the pleasure of meeting in New York. I'm so pleased that he answered my invitation at a time after the sad and tragic events of 9/11. I brought the greetings from Latvia of our firemen who expressed their deepest appreciation and sympathy with the firemen of the city of New York. But I also told then Mayor Giuliani the deep appreciation and admiration that he has acquired worldwide by showing how a city attacked brutally and inhumanly, suffering a great loss and tragedy, how they can react with humanity, with grace, with dignity, but most of all, in a most efficient manner to save lives, to re-establish peace and the trust of the citizen. I think the city of New York was an example of us all. The mayor of New York was an example. I think Mr. Giuliani in all his various activities has been a most extraordinary person, and I'm thrilled to have him here contribute to that think tank conference that we're having in Riga in connection with the NATO summit, a summit which, after all, has a central theme, security, and the ability to withstand threats of all sorts, including terrorism.
Madam President, it's a great honor to be here. It's wonderful to see you here in your country after seeing you in New York, and I'm very, very, very excited about being here. Latvia is a wonderful, wonderful example of freedom, democracy, what it can bring, what it can do. I'll give you my impressions as someone who's been here, I think, probably about 3 hours now. So I'm not a great expert on Latvia. But when you drive in, you see a really clean, lovely city. As a mayor, I put a great deal of emphasis on that because I realized that when you see a city that's as physically beautiful as this one, it's one that has tremendous potential. I'm sure the quality and nature of the people is exactly the same. And I think that having the NATO summit here is just a wonderful opportunity for America and all the other NATO countries, your partners, to see what you're doing here and what you're accomplishing. And for those of us who think of freedom and democracy as the thing that people by nature are entitled to, it's wonderful to see what it's done here in Latvia. And your future, I believe, is just going to be wonderful, unlimited.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I guess we have a question from Latvian television.
From Latvian television for Mr. Giuliani. Taking into account your personal experience dealing with September 11th, how would you say, what's your opinion about increasing the useness of NATO power to guarantee the civil security?
Well, NATO has been a very, very important player in the effort against terrorism, protecting us against terrorism and dealing with terrorism. Afghanistan, obviously, is the clearest example of that. And having NATO and its ability to cooperate, bring people in, bring people from many different countries in, has been very, very valuable in reducing the role that Afghanistan can play in developing terrorism, specifically with al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And now, I'm sure a lot of the conference over the next several days is going to be focused on how to build on that and how to build something permanent in Afghanistan so that that becomes a place that is not breeding terrorism but is actually doing the opposite, but in, you know, trying to create a model for how a participatory legal government can work.
Thank you so much.